Hey everyone, welcome back to Rice and Shine, a show looking at life through the perspective of three Asian American teens living in the Pacific Northwest. I'm Ava.
I'm Sophie.
And I'm Lauren.
And this week, with college application decisions at a close, we thought we'd revisit an idea that we had a few weeks back, which is college speed dating for choosing which college that we will attend.
Yeah, so Ava's already decided, as we've touched on in the past. So she's gonna be our MC here.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the way we've set this up is we've created a Google Doc, and Sophie and I have put down the schools we've been accepted to. And so from that information and kind of information about each other, we've created a persona for each school, and we will not disclose who what school the persona belongs to, I think, until the very end.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of like The Bachelor meets Love is Blind meets our own situation. So Ava, do you want to lead us off with what each of us are looking for in our fine young gentleman?
Of course. So Lauren is looking for a fine young gentleman who lives in the city and knows how to have some fun. Her ideal bachelor would enjoy social life and diverse perspectives.
Wow, so true.
And Sophie is looking for a bachelor who loves the sun and having fun, but can buckle down to focus on internships and research when she has to. When he has to.
I mean, we don't discriminate here. Anyone can be a bachelor. So the way we're going to do this is we have groups of three for our bachelors, since I have six schools and Sophie has nine. So we're going to kind of go back and forth, and starting off with Sophie's. Sophie, welcome to the show.
I'm so excited.
I'm glad you're excited. We're going to start off, and I think our first bachelor up is the one, the only, Ethan. Also, we've come up with fake names. I forgot to mention that. So, Ethan, he's a smarty pants. He is a psychology whiz and is always hitting the books. Somewhat not by his choice. There's not much to do in his area, but with a quick drive, he can have some fun beach days.
Oh.
Okay, so what are your feelings on Ethan? And then Ava will read for our next bachelor.
Okay, so Ethan, I'm liking the drive to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really liking that there's not much to do, though, because if I'm in college, I don't think I'll have a car. So how am I going to be getting to the beach? And I mean, I like the sun, though. Was the sun in there?
Yeah, I mean, if he's going to the beach.
If he's going to the beach, I'm liking that, but I want some more from Ethan. Okay. I want there to be activities we can do together in the area.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This bachelor now is one we all know pretty well. Leo is a smarty that lives in a variable climate, known for some rain and clouds.
Variable climate?
Yeah. This bachelor might not be for you if you're looking for a change in your life, though.
I know which one this is.
Yeah.
But is he a smarty pants?
He's pretty smart. He is smart.
Mm, okay. So I'm not loving the clouds. I've had enough clouding in my life. Mm-hmm. Leo seems like he's trying to bring me back into my past, you know. I want to move forward, and Leo's holding me back, I think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Our next bachelor, James. James is a knowledgeable man in a well-known city, and he's mutual friends with some of your family, actually. He has this allure to him with his historical mind, which is exacerbated by his willingness to pay for you on dates.
I know who this is.
No.
What do you think about James?
Oh, James. Oh, yeah. I'm familiar with James. I do like a man who knows his history. And some family connections. James is probably friends with my brother. And that's always good. And James is willing to pay for dates, which is very good, but not enough, I don't think.
All right. So with that, who is on the chopping block? We've got Ethan, who doesn't have much around, but he's a smarty pants. We have Leo, who we all know well. And finally, we have James, the historical mind, who's willing to pay for you.
Okay. It's between James and Leo.
James and Leo.
Oh, wait.
You mean to, like,
to get rid kill.
Of? Yeah, to get rid of.
Okay.
Okay.
So, okay.
Like, walk us through this.
Yeah, walk us through the decision.
So, my thought with James is that sometimes I'm not a big fan of history nerds. Oh. I like ones who dibble dabble, but you know that kid in history class that just...
Who just yaps?
Who just yaps and is always talking and, like, starting arguments with history teachers. Like, that's what I'm seeing from James. And then Leo, the same old, but he's smart. And he, you know, it's very grounding because he's a familiar face, you know? So I'm going to have to chop James.
James, all right. James,
okay.
James, thank you for your service.
Is off the list.
All right. Now it's my turn. Give me my bachelor's. I'm ready.
All righty. So we'll start it off with Jack.
Okay.
This bachelor is a world traveler of sorts. He can take you to places you've never been, like literally.
I think I know who this is then.
And he also has a very diverse friend group if you're into that. They're like from all over the world.
Beautiful.
And also, he won't make you pay for a date. However, keeping this relationship running smoothly will require effort. But if you're ready for the responsibility, he might be yours.
Wow. Okay, Jack. Interesting.
First thoughts?
I'm really liking his kind of, he has a really good vibe to him. I like that he's a world traveler. I like that, you know, he has diverse friends. He's going to take me to places I've never been before.
Literally.
But because I know who this bachelor is in real life, I do worry about the extra responsibility because I've got a lot going on, too. And I don't know if I'm ready, you know, to do to put on all this work for this relationship. You know, I might need someone who's going to carry me a little bit. But we'll see how he stacks up with the rest of my men.
Okay. Then this next bachelor might be more your style. This bachelor is a homebody and doesn't go out much. And to get him to hang out with you, you'd need to drive.
Oh.
His neighborhood is far away from the city. He is close to your besties, though, despite not knowing too many other people. He wants you, though, and is willing to take you out on many dates and pay for all of them.
Listen. Wait, what's his name?
Blake.
I'm really not liking how you just stay at home. Boring. I also don't like the fact that I have to drive for you. Like, if you're a man, you're gonna, you know, is chivalry dead? Is what I'm asking myself with Blake here.
Okay.
All right. Next man.
So next up we have Asher. And this bachelor, he loves nature. Okay. His favorite smell is wood and musk.
I wrote this
one. I know who this is.
And he would teach you how to skateboard since it's his favorite method of traveling.
Oh, wow.
He might not be the smartest, but his chill, laid-back personality makes him a good partner.
Okay, interesting. I'm liking that he's very chill, you know. I respect that about people. I just feel like he's very, like, outdoorsy. I do know who this is anyway. But Asher, I think, honestly, I'm ready to make my decision. That is, we need to chop Blake.
Oh.
Blake, you've got to go.
Yeah.
He's just not the man for me. He just stays at home. And
yeah, not at this point in your life. This is a transition era.
This is a transitional period, and I'm ready to be out and about, being taken places, and not having to drive a man. Ooh, red flag. All right.
All right, Blake is chopped.
I'm sorry, man.
All righty.
All right, Sophie. Are you ready for your first bachelor of this round?
Yes.
This bachelor knows how to party.
Okay.
Chad is always out and about with his friends, on the beach, surfing by day, and hitting the frats by night.
Oh my gosh.
Despite his fun-loving personality, he still knows how to hit the books and focus up when he needs to. His friends make up a good chunk of his community since he's from a small city.
Okay. Chad. I don't know if I'm loving all this intense frat energy. Like, yeah, maybe I'm considering rushing for a sorority. Maybe not. Depends. But this is feeling a little too intense. He doesn't really seem to be super locked in. I will say, though, the surfing sounds fun. He sounds like he could be tan. And, you know, that's how I'm trying to be. Chad. Chad definitely caught my attention. If we were giving out roses, like on The Bachelor, perhaps I would give one to Chad, but only let him get a whiff, and then I would take it back.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Yeah, I'm still kind of, like, unsure, just because all this, like, intense, like, manly Greek energy is just not settling with me right.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
Okay, next up, we have Adam. And simply put, he's a simp.
Oh.
Before even meeting you, he has put you at the top of his lineup. And he will pay for you on dates in his sunny hometown filled with beautiful architecture. So that's a plus.
Huh. Okay, I'm not loving, like, this neediness that Whoa. I'm feeling.
Ooh, okay.
I mean, what was his name again?
Adam.
I feel like that's a little bit much. Like, he's coming on a bit strong. He's never even met me yet, but he is, like, obsessed with me. And that kind of just, that kind of makes me a little more uninterested. But, okay. I mean, I like that a man is willing to fight for me, you know, but the fight hasn't even started yet, you know?
Okay, you like one that plays hard to get. In other words.
Yeah, I like to, like, I kind of need to get to know him first before I decide if I really want to go after it. But I feel like he's trying to, like, he's trying to reel me in.
He's trying to pin you down.
Yeah.
He's trying to pin me down because he's already obsessed with me. And so, you know, he wants me to be obsessed back just because he's so obsessed with me. But I'm not about that. I need somebody who will, like, who I can learn a little bit more about and kind of, like, gradually start my, like, what's the word? Like a slow burn.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay. Well, maybe that brings us to our next bachelor. This bachelor knows how to have a good time.
You've said that about all of the bachelors.
Despite Nick's party boy reputation, he is a simp for you and has also put you at the top of his list, even not knowing you yet. His home is sunny and warm, but can kind of be sketchy sometimes, but he'll protect you.
Oh my gosh. What's his name?
Nick.
Oh. So, Nick, I honestly, I'm not liking the reputation. You know when guys have a reputation and you think, oh, like, I can change him. I'm sure it's not true. What if it is true?
Mm. You know? So you don't want to take that risk.
Okay.
I'm not about taking, like, risks. I like that he'll protect me from all the sketchiness. But what if he's, like, not that strong?
Okay. Interesting.
I don't know. I mean,
there's a lot of uncertainties here.
Yeah, I have a lot of concerns. He seems like a sketchy guy himself. Seems kind of like a player, like everybody's going after this guy, and I don't know if I'm into that.
Interesting. All right.
Okay.
So out of the three, we've got Chad, the fun-loving boy who loves the beach. We have Adam, who wants you real bad. And then we've got Nick, who loves a good party and loves the sunny climate. Who's on the chopping block?
So, when we put it this way, Adam, actually, no, I want somebody who wants me, though.
Okay.
Oh, man. Okay. I'm going to have to chop Nick.
Nick, okay.
Too, like, back and forth for me. Like, I want to feel sure about who I'm dating, you know?
Mm-hmm. Too many, if I have, like,
yeah, too many concerns.
Yeah.
But I do like good architecture. Was that Nick?
No, that
was Adam, actually.
Adam?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good thing you saved him.
Good thing I let Adam stay.
Yeah.
Okay. What a good round.
Let's see. Now back to Lauren. So we have up next Brock.
Oh, what a name.
This bachelor is a little shy. It may seem boring at first. To be honest, he doesn't have a lot of friends, but the ones he has are pretty close.
Okay.
He hasn't tried a lot of things, but he's definitely a great guy to take home to the family, and he lives in, like, a college town.
I think I know exactly who this is. That was a good name choice. Brock, you just seem a little bit boring to me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I need to speak my truth, and that's that. And, you know, despite being great to take home to the parents, I can, you know, admire you from afar and still, I think, have the parents admire that, you know.
Okay.
You know what? Fair enough. And by the way, Brock was my genius.
That was
genius
good.
Idea. Anyways, I just love to take credit. Anyways, so next up, this guy might be more your speed.
Mm-hmm.
This bachelor is a cool guy. He has great style and loves living a busy life.
Wow.
The rent for his tiny apartment is super expensive.
Oh.
So he would take you on a date to a hole-in-the-wall cheap restaurant for the first date, but the food would be fire.
Okay.
He has friends with all different styles because he is one spunky guy.
Wow.
And his name is Andrew.
Andrew, you are one spunky guy, and I appreciate that in a man. I think, Andrew, I know who you are also. But Andrew, I'm bringing in prior bias, which is what we tried to avoid here, but just going off of what we said, a hole in the wall, I can appreciate that. Some of the best food is in the strangest places. Fast paced life. I don't know if I'm ready for that adjustment yet, but we'll see.
What if Andrew helps you keep up?
I don't think Andrew has offered me any help keeping up, so...
What if Andrew holds your hand?
If Andrew holds my hand, maybe.
Okay. So now we have Luke, and he lives in a perfect location and has lots of connection to the film industry.
Oh, good
which
thing.
We've heard that you're into that.
Oh, yeah.
And him and his friends do come from money, and he wants to pay for your days to get to know you a bit better.
Oh, what a kind man.
Yeah, how sweet.
Here's the thing, Luke. You're saying your friends come from money, and my goal here with going on these dates with my future is to kind of escape Mercer Island, what I know. Okay. My ex, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so my ex has a lot of, friends that come from money, just like you, Luke. And so I'm a little bit apprehensive, but I do love to hear that you have connections to the film industry and that you have a great location. So we'll be keeping that in mind.
All right, with those final thoughts on this new lineup, who are we thinking?
Who we chopping?
Brock. Yeah. Instantly.
Brock.
Instant Brock.
Brock, Brock, Brock. As I said before, you just seem boring to me. When I could live a fast-paced life, whether that be surrounded by riches with Luke or whether that be this fast-paced life with Andrew, Brock, you're slow. I need to say it.
Yikes. Okay.
And Brock, I know who you are in real life. And I will support you. I will always wear that black and gold for you. But you're not for me.
Alrighty. Now that Lauren's all of her bachelors have been introduced, so we'll move on to Sophie's last round.
I'm so excited. I'm so sad.
And then we can go back.
I only have my last three left.
Sophie. Chase. He's a great man to bring home to the parents.
Why did you scream it?
He's an intellectual that still knows how to have fun. You can usually find him at the beach when he's not working on his internship. This bachelor is a bit of an introvert, but still knows how to have a good time, whether in the city or hitting up the waves.
Chase, I know who you are. Chase, I'm yet to meet you in real life, but I'm gonna go visit you actually this coming week. And we'll see based on those vibes, but what I'm getting from Chase is he's kind of an introvert, and that's holding me back. I'm an extreme extrovert, and I want to be, doing stuff all the time, and, I don't know. I feel like an introvert wouldn't be as good for me, but at the same time, an academic introvert, that would kind of, keep me locked in and focused, I don't want to get distracted by, all these other factors, all these rave boys.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So, Chase, my heart is not chasing you.
Oh.
Ooh,
my brain is.
Wow, that was
so
beautiful.
We shall see, okay. Chase.
Warren is a baller. He lives in a beautiful home, one side overlooking the city and one side overlooking the ocean. However, despite his riches, he'll still make you split the bill on a fancy date you go on. Stingy much?
Yikes.
Oh. Okay. Splitting the bill. Very interesting. What's this guy's name again?
Warren.
I honestly do not know who Warren is.
Good.
So, okay.
He does live in a beautiful home, though.
Yeah.
So, okay. Does that outweigh you having to split the bill?
I don't know. I mean, I'm all for a beautiful home. I love a good city. A city and overlooking the ocean, you say?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I'm into that city life. I don't want to live in somewhere... I don't want to be with somebody who, keeps me inside so much and there's not much to do. I want to go on all these, fun date activities. So, Warren. I like this one.
Okay.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Next, we have another bachelor who wants you real bad.
Oh, gosh.
Fred has chosen to be on this show when he normally doesn't really do dating shows like this. He is known to be a man in STEM in a small town full of cute cafes, and his home is beautiful. He loves to work out in his home gym he has customized.
A home gym. I like that.
Okay.
I love a good gym. You guys know me. I'm all about getting the gains recreationally. What else did you say about him?
He wants you.
Real bad.
Real bad.
He wants
bad.
Me real bad. Okay. What's this guy's name again?
Fred.
Fred? Okay.
Whoa. Don't discriminate.
Hey, yes.
Fred, I just...
He came on the show when he normally doesn't come on shows like this.
Just for you.
And now you're making fun of his name?
I don't know who Fred is.
Good.
That's the whole point.
Okay, Fred, you live somewhere beautiful, yes?
Mm-hmm.
No, one of you has to be Fred.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. What else are his pros? He's
a man in STEM.
Okay. He has, like, a small town full of cute, like... Cafes.
Cute cafes. I love cute cafes. Okay. Small town.
Not thinking it or...
I'm not loving the small town, but it has like cute coffee shops and it's beautiful. Oh, Fred. And Fred wants me real bad.
Yeah, he doesn't do stuff like this.
I knew you were going to say that. Oh, man. Fred.
Is Fred making you giddy?
Fred is making me, like, kick my feet a little bit. Like, Fred doesn't normally come out for stuff like this.
Yeah.
Yet here he is. Fred, you've caught my eye.
Okay.
Okay, so who's on the chopping block?
Yeah.
All right, so we've got Fred. We've got...
Warren. And Chase. Which earlier you said you're not chasing him.
Your heart's not chasing him, but your brain is.
Like, in my head, I know that Chase will, like, provide for me, and he would, like, he'd be a great partner for me. But, sometimes the heart wants something else.
Your duty is to your heart, Sophie.
Literally what Mulan said, but, okay, to chop. Let's think about this. I'm gonna call upon Warren here.
Oh, hello.
Warren, try and sell me.
Oh, well, Sophie, I'm on the phone here with you. I have a beautiful home, and really, I'm going to give you a big hint here, and that is I live right next to Venice Beach. I got the beach on one side. I've got the city on another. I've got great food.
Best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds.
Great food.
Yeah. Beautiful camp. I live on a beautiful area as well.
Okay. Gosh. Okay, Warren, you're safe.
Okay, thank you, Sophie.
I think, okay. Drum roll, please. Fred.
Fred's gotta go.
You caught my eye, but...
Just for a second, clearly.
Only for a second. I mean, something... I got caught up in him wanting me.
Okay.
But... Yeah. Sometimes, like, I want to want him back.
Gotcha.
You know? And it's like...
Don't settle for something less.
Don't settle for something less. I need something that I can, like, chase a little bit.
Yeah.
Wink, okay. Wink.
What's that? Oh, that's
I'm flirting with Chase. Gosh.
Alrighty. Okay. Now everyone has been introduced.
How shall we split up the remaining... Should we ask them some questions?
We should. You mean the men?
Or we're going to ask the men some questions. Or the men could ask us some questions.
Okay. I have to look at my list of names so I can remember who there is.
Alrighty. For Lauren, we have... Let's just get a brief recap.
Okay,
of who's
please.
Last. So we have Jack, who's this world traveler, diverse perspectives. And then we have Luke, who lives in a great location... However, the drawback that we saw was that his friends do come from money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not something you're looking for.
No.
And
he's
then
too
we
much
have,
like my ex.
Yeah. And we have Andrew, who's a really cool, like, spunky guy.
Love a spunky guy.
He's so spunky.
And then we have Asher, who's, like, a nature lover.
His favorite smells are musk and
chill.
Wood.
He's chill. Mm-hmm.
All right, and those are my remaining bachelors?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So shall I ask his bachelors a question now?
Uh-huh.
Dear remaining bachelors, where would you take me on a first date?
I'll be Andrew. Okay, wait, let me think of his voice.
Hello, Andrew.
Hey, I'm Andrew.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Now, as I said, man, rent here is expensive.
Oh, no.
And, hey, I'm an explorer. I've been through every part of this place, and I know the best spots.
Okay.
Hole in the wall / mom and pop shop.
Oh, okay.
Fire food, but also very cheap. But also, that doesn't mean I'm paying for you.
Yeah, I know. Andrew.
Yes, Lauren?
Andrew, I really like the things you're saying. The fact that you're kind of making me pay, I don't know how to feel about that. But Andrew, since I know you in real life, I do know that it could be worse. And you instead could be taking me to, like, a Michelin star restaurant and making me pay. Mm. But you know, we're just gonna, Andrew, I'm gonna keep you in the game for now. Let me talk to the others.
Alrighty, this is Luke.
Hello, Luke.
For a first date? Mm-hmm. Oh, is it the same question?
Yes, Luke.
Okay, I would take you to a fancy, fancy dinner with a lot of film industry individuals.
Okay, is this bribery?
Yeah, Luke, this sounds like bribery to me. Luke,
doesn't that sound like a good time?
Luke, it does sound like a good time, but, like, where are you taking me? Like, what kind of restaurant? What are we going to eat?
It's like a banquet hall.
Banquet hall?
Uh-huh. It's for, like, all of the film industry dudes.
You have got to stop, Luke.
Luke.
Like, I just want to get to know you better. I thought you liked this stuff.
Luke, I'm sorry. You're giving me such a one-dimensional answer right now. But I'll keep you in the game. Next.
I'll do Jack.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Wait, hold on.
I know what's coming.
Yellow.
That was the worst accent.
Stop.
I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, just try your best.
Okay.
Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Now, Jack, where would you take me on this first date?
I'd probably take you to the mountains.
I can't do it.
Regular voice.
I'm going to fact check you on that. I don't think there are any mountains near you.
I couldn't think of it. Okay. Let's try this again.
Hey, Jack.
Hi, Lauren.
Oh. Jack, where would you take me on a first date?
Places you have never been.
Such as?
Literally. Well, I could take you around a new area.
Okay, would I be doing some, like, touristy actions is what I'm hearing?
Yes, unless you're with me.
Oh, what does that mean?
I don't know. Ava, you can take this one. I'm not fit for this.
Hi, Jack.
Hi. Now, wait, I'll take you to somewhere you've never been, because I know in my hometown, you'd be a stranger.
I would be a stranger.
So I'd take you all to my favorite places, the places that I've grown up, and just, you know, have a fun time. I can introduce you to some people I know.
Are they in the film industry?
Not really.
Wah, wah.
Well, Jack, here's my thing, is because I know who you are.
How do you know who I
am? I also know that you're going to be really supportive of me and my endeavors, even though you're kind of going to make me do a lot of the work, but, you know, you're not going to make me pay for too much, which is great, but I don't know, those are things to keep in mind as we move on to the next bachelor.
Okay.
Okay, what's up, I'm Asher.
Oh, hi.
Do you like to skateboard?
No.
Oh. What question do you have of me?
Where would you take me on a first date?
I'll probably take you to the skate park.
Oh.
Teach you how to skate so then we can skate through the forest.
Asher, you can't skate through the forest.
But what if there were sidewalks pretty much in the middle of a forest?
Okay. This is cluing me in. I also already do know who you are. But Asher, you're just going to take me to a skate park even though I don't skate?
You gotta skate where I'm from.
Well, Asher, I I think that leaves you with my answer.
No, please. Let me explain.
No!
Okay, Asher's been eliminated.
Asher's gone.
So now sad.
I really liked Asher.
Now we just have Jack, Luke, and Andrew.
Jack, Luke, and Andrew. Shall we leave those three remaining, or do I need to cut down again?
Do you want to pick top choice?
Top choice. It's got to be Andrew.
Okay.
It's got to be my man.
The mom and pop shop.
I mean, the thing is, here's my scandal. As much as I am intrigued by Jack, I really am. Like, I think about him often, and I'm like, what could life be like with Jack? I just don't know if I'm ready for that transition yet.
You could visit him.
Visit him, but I'm not about to make an international trip in the middle of the school year. Jack, I'm sorry, my friend.
But he can take you places you've never been,
literally. Take me places I've never been. But I also do know a friend who is about to go on a date with one of Jack's friends. And so then I could visit my friend who's dating Jack's friend. So I think there are ways to go about this, and just I'm not ready for that transition yet. You know, like I said, I'm trying to get away from my ex, but, you know, Jack is just way far from my ex.
Okay.
I'm trying to find, like, a happy middle ground, you know?
Okay, lock it in, Andrew.
Andrew's my top choice at the moment.
Andrew is who I was rooting for, personally.
I've heard many people are rooting for Andrew.
Andrew is just the goat.
Yeah, the listeners have been calling in. All right, okay. Sophie.
Sophie, we have quite a few, so we're just going to run it down quick.
Yeah, speed dating.
Speed dating. Yeah.
Chase, Chad, Ethan, Warren, Adam, Leo, and that's who remains.
And for a refresher, we have Chad, who's kind of a fratty energy, you know? Ethan, smarty pants, man.
Oh, man.
Warren, he lives in a beautiful area. However, he will make you split the bill. Adam, simp nation.
Yeah.
Leo, smarty, but, like, really familiar.
Yeah. And then Chase also, who was not right off of the top. He's the man to bring home to the parents. He can have a good time, but he's a bit of an introvert, and he's very smart.
Okay.
So, do you want to call them up, and they'll tell you where they take you on a first date really quick?
There are so many of them. Okay. Okay, Chad. Where would you take me on a first
date?
What's
up, Sophie?
Oh, gosh.
Sophie, I would take you to a great party. And if you're not down with that, then we can just go, like, get some food or something in my town, you know, with some of my friends. Maybe a double date, you know.
Chad.
Yes, Sophie?
I'm hanging up on you. I just don't love all this masculine fratty energy. It's
okay,
just like,
okay.
It's okay. Just like, wow. All right. Next. Adam, the needy one. Where would you take me?
Hey, Sophie.
Oh, hi, Adam.
Sophie, I would take you to a great restaurant. My area is known for really great Mexican food, so I'd take you to go get some really great Mexican food. And I'd pay for you, and, you know, I'd do really anything for you.
Ooh. Adam.
Yes, Sophie?
Let's not continue this relationship.
Okay, Adam's out.
Okay, did we eliminate Nick?
Yes, you eliminated Nick.
Okay, Leo, the man from my hometown.
All right.
Where would you take me that I would like? Because you should know by now, you know? I've been around here for
Leo,
a long time.
Leo, where would you take her?
What's up, Sophie?
Oh, hi, Leo.
I would take you to some, wait, should I do, like, explore the campus?
I mean, Leo, you tell me.
Or me, rather.
Yeah, us.
Leo's mine, okay?
Oh, sorry, yeah.
I would take you out and about in places you frequent, you know? Like, I don't know. I feel like there's nothing wrong with change. With no change. There's nothing wrong with no change.
That was the Freudian slip right there.
Like, let's have something familiar, something we're used to, and it'll be a good time.
Leo, you kind of fumbled there.
Uh-oh.
No, Sophie, please.
Boop. I just hung up on him.
Okay, Leo's out.
Bye-bye, Leo. Let's see. I think I eliminated James.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan. Ethan.
Hi, Sophie.
Oh.
What's up?
Hi, Ethan. Where would you take me if you could?
Well, I would take you on a nice study date, you know?
Oh, my gosh, Ethan.
We need to be sticking by our academics. This is what we're here for. But I know, some people might want to have some fun, so we could go to the beach after. Just for a little bit, though.
Ethan, you do not sound like the life of the party.
Studying is where the life of the party is at.
Okay, Ethan. I'll come back to you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I love myself.
I'll take that.
Okay, that's enough. I love an academic, and I mean, the work is not over yet, and it only gets harder from here. I need to be still locked in, and I need to keep trying hard, so maybe Ethan can hold me accountable.
I see that. Okay.
All right. Did I cut Fred?
Fred is dead, yes.
Mm-hmm. Fred is dead. Mm-hmm. All right. Warren. I think Warren is still in.
Hello, Sophie.
Oh, hi, Warren. Didn't know you were on the line.
Oh, I've been on the line.
Have you been listening?
Oh, I've been listening because with my money, I have access to your taped phone calls.
Oh, gosh. Okay, Warren, where's the best place to take me on a date?
Well, Sophie, where do I start?
Oh, gosh.
I live in a beautiful place with many options for food. Maybe we can get some takeout from my favorite bougie baller restaurant, where unfortunately you will have to split the bill. But then after, we could go hit up Venice Beach, a long walk on the beach, before I walk you back to my beautiful home.
Okay, Warren. Let's phone a friend here. I'm going to compare you with Chase.
Sophie!
Oh. Chase, where would you take me on a date?
Sophie, I would take you to the beach, of course. And then maybe, because honestly, I don't want to spill who I am, because this is Love is Blind. But I would take you to get some great food that is good in the region. We're really close to the beach, so after we're at the beach, we can come back to my place, you know, hang out a little bit. We don't have to go out, but if you do, then we can, you know.
Chase, I like your style.
Oh, thanks, Sophie.
I mean, Chase, just between Ethan and, you know, for example, Chad, you're like the middle. So, Chase, I'm going to hang on to you. You seem chill.
Thanks.
Okay, that was not supposed to be a response. But, okay, this is where things get tough. So we have Ethan, the big nerd, Warren, the rich guy, and Chase, the regular schmegular guy.
Oh.
But are you academic?
Yeah, of course. I'm an introvert who can hit the books when I need to. Oh. And I have an internship that I'm working on when I'm not at the beach.
Oh, gosh. Ethan, I'm looking at you.
Hello?
This is where we end our journey. I'm surprised you made it this far.
What do you mean?
Nope, that's enough. I've had it. All right, well.
Now it's down to Warren, the baller, and Chase, the golden retriever guy to bring home to the parents.
I think I know who you two are. Now, Warren is intriguing me because I like that kind of close to the city, but also near a beach thing.
Best of both worlds.
Chase has that too, kind of. So I don't, Oh, this is hard.
They're on the line waiting for you here.
Oh gosh.
If you want to make a call.
Okay. Last minute, you get 10 seconds to sell me.
Uh-oh.
First up, Warren.
Sophie, I promise I'm rich. I'll take you to great places. I live in a beautiful place. Beach, city, big beach.
Three,
no matter what you
two,
want, I'll give it to you.
One.
You just gotta pay.
Okay, Warren. Some interesting last words. Now, Chase, my tried and true.
Sophie.
You have 10 seconds. Go.
Sophie, I got beach. I got academics. I got internships. Your parents love me. You love me. I'm a bit of an introvert, but I can have a party. I love a good time. I'm hitting up the waves. I'm surfing.
You're cut off.
Alrighty.
Okay.
The last two.
I know my choice.
Speak your truth.
Speak it.
Warren.
Warren!
You are eliminated.
Oh!
Did I trick you? Did I trick you?
That got me. That got me.
My choice is Chase. Wow. Chase, Chase, Chase. You are the best of both worlds. You know? You can have a good time, but probably not that good of a time, but still a good time. And I feel like some factors will balance out, and I'm heading over to your place in, like, less than a week, so.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm actually heading over to Andrew's place in a week as well.
Oh, my gosh.
And Asher's, and then after that, Luke's.
Wow, you're just going
and
all
Blake's,
around.
Actually.
Oh, Globetrotter.
You know, I'm going to, who's my Luke?
Warren.
Oh, Warren. Mm-hmm. I'm visiting Warren, too.
Okay, well, there are men. Shall we reveal who they are? In actuality.
Oh, we should guess.
Oh, well, we already know who are.
I don't.
Okay, well, Sophie, yeah, let's go down the line and reveal them.
Okay. So, I'm looking at this generator here. Chad, I think, is UCSB.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. Adam, I think you are USD.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, who are you, Nick? I low-key forgot. Give me the rundown.
Knows how to have a good time, party boy, top of his list. He doesn't know you yet, but he loves you. He's sunny and warm, but he can protect you from the crime.
SDSU.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Leo, you're UW.
Correct.
James, you're obviously George Washington.
Yes.
Ethan, I just had a revelation. I think you're Irvine.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Fred is, okay, Fred. This is where things get tricky. Give me the rundown on Fred.
He wants you.
He wants you. And he has a... Wait, I'm trying to... I lost my place here. But he has a... He lives in a place that's small and has a lot of cool cafes. He has his home gym.
Cal Poly.
Yep.
Warren was LMU.
Correct.
And Chase was UCSD. Correct. Ding, 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 ding. Okay, I actually did better than I thought. In the beginning, I genuinely had no idea who any of these people were, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Okay, for mine, I knew them all off the bat. You guys are not sly. but University of Iowa was Brock. Trinity College Dublin was Jack. LMU was Luke. NYU was Andrew. Chapman was Blake. And then UCSC was Asher.
Correct.
Okay.
So, what an eventful set of phone calls we just had.
What an eventful set of phone calls. So, of course, this does not reflect our actual feelings on the school because a lot of them we haven't actually seen. But the deadline for us to make our college decisions is May 1st. So we all will know soon who the actual bachelor will be. We don't know. Just like Love is Blind, we got matched up. Maybe we go on a date and it's not actually them. So, you know, stay tuned to this now dating show.
Oh, we should bring it. We should, you know what we should do when we're like, we should reveal our like new boyfriends or something and bring them back.
Genius. Okay. Well, we'll have a boyfriend reveal soon. And Ava will finally reveal her husband.
Ooh.
Not boyfriend, her husband.
Next level.
When the time comes. So stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. And we will see you next time.